is in a harmonious existence, not in separate existence. Harmonious. And to have a life in a harmony, what is really necessary, that is self-surrender. Surrendering. So surrendering is your friend. And the aspiration of independence is your enemy. We have to understand this. Which apparently seems to be our friend. This is independence. No, that is your real enemy. And you must learn how to live together. You cannot separate yourself from the environment, it is not possible. That is death, or that is samadhi, or the slumber, infinite slumber. That is no life. That is no answer. That is no solution. You must live with many. You see that you are a part of the whole. And what disturbing you, that is your spirit of independence. And you must try to save you from the hands of your, the Lord saved me from my friends, so-called friend. And the surrender can only give you relief and can get you the real higher life from innermost heart. You will be able to understand that. That if you Raghad Dishu Vimuktashtu Gita, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has hammered over only this Raghad Dishu. Apathy and sympathy. Those two are your enemies. Apathy for something and sympathy for something. That is your enemy. Be independent of that. Those two enemies. And concentrate you towards your guardian. And think that he is not partial. Guardian is not partial. First consideration you must have that Suridam Sarva Bhutanam Gyatvam Shanti Nishchati. I am guardian, but I am friendly to you all. Go away from this thought. I am your guardian, but at the same time I am your friend. Don't forget this. That is the danger in your whole life. Suridam sabbu bhutana gatamam shanti mrichati. Be optimistic. Don't be pessimistic. You are good, and all around is bad. And withdrawal from them, that will give you real bliss. Don't be so selfish thinking. That is your environment. They should be relied on. They also have goodness in them. So try to adjust yourself with your tattena kampang, and especially with the guardian, who is at the bottom of all movement and all creation. Have faith in him, and through him you approach your environment. Then it will be all. In Bhagavatam it is said, sarva-bhuteshu yat pasyet bhagavad-bhavam-atmano bhutani bhagavat-atmanyesu bhagavat-uttama. The highest position is in such a way we can get. Sarva-bhuteshu yat pasyet bhagavad-bhavam. Whatever we come across, we must see it in the central interest. Not from provincial or local interest. Go straight to the center. Bhagavad-bhavam. Then Atmana. You try to see the center everywhere, and then in connection or through the center, you come to approach your environment. First to go to the center, and from center, your relationship with the center, and then through center, you come to adjust with your paraphernalia. Sarva-bhuteshu japasyet bhagavad-bhavam. What is his relation to the center? And what is my relation to the center? The calculation of these two, then by this process I shall ascertain what will be my connection with him. My connection with everyone, everything, will be calculated through the center. Whatever I see, who is he to the center? And who am I to the center? Then what will be my relation with him? Sarva-bhuteshu japasyet bhagavad-bhavam. First, his relation with the center. Then, atmano, accordingly, what will be my relationship with him? This must be calculated from the central interest. Not partial, local interest between them. That would be wrong. And that is the root of all evil. The separate relationship, that is not wholesome. Only go straight to see things through the eye of the interest of the center and your relationship with the center. Sarva-bhuteshu japasyet bhagavad-bhavam atmano. Next, mind. Adbhutani bhagavati atmani. Vaisi-bhasa. What is God's relationship to the things, and what is the things' relationship with the God? And according to that calculation, you come to adjustment with them, with your environment. They were out of danger. But eliminating the central interest, if you want to mix together to get your local benefit satisfied, eliminating him, that you will be in danger. Yomāṁ paśyati sadbhattva sadbhantamai paśyati tasyāhuna panasvāmi sacanone panasvati. Sadbhūteshu japasyetaha bhagavad bhāvamāt bhūtāni bhagavatyātmanni sabhāgavatuttam. So, environment is not bad. Nati vidu sattva gatim hi Viṣṇu. We are suffering from misunderstanding, Maya. And that Maya, misunderstanding should be cleared. We shall try to live anywhere and everywhere, all loving, if we have that deep vision to see who is at the bottom of all of us, to find him. To find him, madhu bata ritayati, madhu kharanta sindhava, madhirna santa usadhi, madhu nakta mutu sasa, madhu dau rastuna pita, madhir gabu bhavantuna, madhu, madhu, madhu. This is also comes from Upanishad. Try to find out that your circumstance is full of honey. Nectar. Don't try to see the outer cover only, but your sight must be deep enough to see their real position, and you will find that everything is like nectar to you. Sinnantu vishye amritasya putra. The clarion call coming from the Veda. Oh, you sons of nectar, amritasya putra, sons of nectar, you attained, listen to my word. Sinnantu vishye amritasya. you are really son of the nectar lake. Why should you be like poison? You are poisonous unit. Now you are all turned to be unit of a poison, of poison. But your real, innate self, you are a drop of the nectar ocean, nectar ocean. Sundantu vishri yamurtasya putra, awake, arise. Arise to your self-consciousness that you are a drop of the nectar ocean, try to realize your outer cover, the attachment to the cover of not only outside but of you also. All covers here, cover calculator, dive deep into your own self and as well as in the existence of your environment. Dive deep and you will find all nectar and no poison. Poison is a superficial thing in your conception. So, mati vidu sattva gatim hi Vishnu, durashayaji bahirattvamanino, making much of the cover of things. And not ignoring the substance within, not giving attention to the substance within, all covert transaction, that is poisonous. Hare Krishna, Lord Hari, Lord Hari, Lord Hari, Lord Hari. Any question? Nidhai Lord Hari. Nidhai Lord Hari. This is ninth.
Yes.
Any question from any side? Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur
Hari. Beauty that we see in this world, in relationship to the concept of Sundaram, Krishna is Sundaram.
Sundaram.
But in this world also we see something which we find to be beautiful.
Oh.
So what is the connection?
The beautiful in local interest, that is not beauty proper. We have to see like that. The local interest and the central interest. The beauty for individual or for provision, that is poison. And we are desirous of independence to enjoy that beauty, local beauty. That is the trap. Beauty means for the service of Krishna. Everything meant for itself. Everything meant for him. Then that is the real beauty. The nature of real beauty is there, which is attractive to Krishna. From the central consideration, the beauty should be measured, not for local, and that is the danger. Consideration of beauty. Beauty means what? Object to be enjoyed. To be enjoyed by whom? If by me, then I am gone. Everything meant for him. And we have to enjoy beauty like that. If possible, we are all right. Beauty. Whenever any beauty, anything, it must come in our mind, Krishna will be able to enjoy this very much. That should be our mentality. Mentality should be center-centered, Krishna-centered. Whatever, it will remind me. At once it will remind me that Krishna will enjoy it very much. The tasteful, distasteful. How Krishna has enjoyed this curry, I shall enjoy subsidiary, dependent. My mind position is dependent. How Krishna has enjoyed this? Through. Next mind. Mind should be how Krishna has enjoyed. It may be enjoyed by Krishna in a very very well. I must be self Krishna-centered. Krishna-centered. Then other-centered by any other person. No? It is a beauty to be enjoyed by some such than Krishna. That is also risky and that will be poison. What to speak of one's own self? Beauty, everything to be enjoyed by him, it is meant, it is created, it is sustained, and it is meant for him. To this understanding we must reach, and that is in the deepest position, deepest plane, that is nirguna. Otherwise, superficial swaguna. Get out of the swaguna local ways, ways of local interest. That is also to one and family, a village, a country, a section, human section, eliminating the vast beasts and the birds, insects. The circle may increase, but it is limited. So nothing less than Krishna. And everything should be connected. And sin through his interest. Sarva-bhuti sujapasid bhagavad-bhavam atmana. Accordingly, what my interest will be there. Not any independent friendship with anyone. Everything on Krishna's account. Through him, negotiation, transaction, and the future prospect, everything for the center, for Krishna. So absolute good. Percolated through absolute good, everything will come to me. Absolute good. Then all poison eliminated and the nectar mixed with nectar that will come to me. So, whatever it may be, must come via Krishna to me, or his bona fide servant, Gurudev, Vaishnava, whose case or cause is inseparable with Krishna. We may rely on them. So anyhow, that must come, be percolated through absolute good, not vulnerable or limited goodness. Absolute good, via that, through that, all the transactions between the plurality must be checked and sent as prasadam. From the center. That should be the attitude. Gaud Haribod, Gaud Haribod. And that is really sweet. And if we can come to that plane, then we can feel that. Otherwise, it is a duty, scriptural advice and something like that. But if we can reach that plane, then our own soul, our own existence will verify for us. They will stand witness for us. The practical life will stand witness, evidence, that it is the best. And without that we cannot live. sab chhoda to parano harao bhakti vinod tagore says the Vrindavan or whatever I see they give so much intensified memory in me about Krishna and if I am these things are taken away from me I shall lose my existence, my life, very life. They are sustaining because they are encouraging me to take to Krishna consciousness. He says that Gavardhana Malaya Parasa Kya Se Puddhata Harishundar. They are all encouraging, helping me, taking me towards Krishna consciousness and in different attitude. Gavardhana Parvata Jamunatira Radha Kunda Tata Kunja Kutira. Whatever I see there reminds me how in a sweet way taking me towards Krishna conception and His Lila and giving, spreading nectar in my heart. All this. If I am to live then I shall live my existence. They're so encouraging, so life-giving, so fulfilling my life. They are all, everything around me, more than my life. Kusuma Sarovara Manasa Ganga Kalinda Nandini Vipula Taranga Khagamika Gokula Govardhana Jamuna Tira. All these things. How sweet contribution they are doing towards me and taking Krishna as if very near to me. By eliminating, then I shall die. No existence at all. So beauty, whatever there is, is direct technique, lightning speed towards Krishna. His beloved, His relationship, His pastimes with them, that is direct nectar, and that will come in me. That is Vrindavan. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. So friendly, so sweet, so near to us, and so well-wisher of us, quite at home, quite at home, the sweet, sweet home. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Back to God, back to home. Sweet, sweet home. Sarupe Sabar Hai Golokate Sthiti. In our innermost existence, we are there, member of that plane. Now we are come out, scattered our consciousness on the cover. Cover, covers, cover, covers, cover. So many layers and dry thing. And the substance, the spirit is within. And the mind also, eliminating this cover, bodily cover, mental cover, the liberation cover, the Vaikuntha cover, then I may enter into the Brija, Vrindavan, Vrindavan resident in me. If I find, I will friend everywhere that our friends and relatives, they will give me all pleasing experience. All pleasing experience. That is what is Mahaprabhu came with that news to us. Oh, you are child of that soil. Why do you suffer here, my child, my boys? Why do you suffer? Ramajasya Putra. You are a son of that child. You are a child of that soil. And you are suffering so much. coming in the desert. Your home is so resourceful, so sweet, and you are running in the desert. What is it? Come. Come with me. I shall take you to your home. Sweet, sweet home. Come. Live this poisonous charm. Suicidal charm. This charm, Maya charm, misunderstanding charm, this is suicidal. Live this apparent charm. This is poisonous. This is like witch. Witch has charmed you here, spellbound. Come along with me, I shall take you to our home, which is so much sweet. That is the general call of Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Don't think of so master of so many siddhis, Onima, Logima, Bhakti, I can play with miracles. That is all lower things. Then mukti, then siddhi, then so many obstacles there. Your existence will be at stake. The ajagar, there is the jokho, the magician, there is the bhimrules, the karmakanda. Come, the least energy I shall take you to from the eastern side to the wealth which is within your heart. This is universal, this is spacious, generous, and sweet, and very intimate, all these things, home. All well-wishers are there around you. Mutual. That is the gift of Bhagavatam and Mahaprabhu. Gaur Hari Bol. Nijai Gaur Hari Bol. Nijai Gaur Hari Bol. Yeah? Nijai Gaur Hari Bol, 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 Nijai Gaur Hari Bol.
What
does he say? Does she say?
Did he finish? What is the question?
You're saying that we should center all our relationships around Krishna. See what is the relationship of this person with Krishna, and this way develop our own relationships. I can understand this in, about the pure devotees. We can see our relationships with the pure devotees through Krishna. But what about our relationships with apparently our peer group or with non-devotees? How do we see
ourselves
better through Krishna?
What is that question? Who can say? Akanan Maharaj?
She says that she can't understand that we can see our relationship with a pure devotee, understanding his relationship to Krishna. But what about the general masses, the general persons, how can we see their relationship with Krishna?
She can understand the relationship of the devotees with Krishna, but she can't understand the relationship of the non-devotees with Krishna. That is her question.
Yes. 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 Basically.
With herself, Maharaj. With herself.
From her point of view, how she sees.
The relationship with Krishna, just as a disobeying son of a father. Obedient sons and members of the family to the guardian, that is of one type. and the those that have revolted against the guardianship and seeking their own fortune and getting trouble, the father's heart or mother's heart cries for their welfare, but by their independent action they are far from his direction and can't help. Gone out of the house and living in another place and also suffering there, but they can't help, but from the core of their heart they want that they may come back and remain in the family peaceful life. That should be not completely separated from inside, but externally separated and suffering, and that gives some affliction to the heart of the guardian. Something like that. When they gone astray, the guardians, from the direction of the guardian, gone astray and suffering. And the guardian is not satisfied but can't help, try to help them and send some of his men in the garb of friendship to dissuade them from their wrong path. In this way the relationship is maintained. But he does not interfere with the freedom. It is endowed with his existence. He may misuse one's free will that is inherent in every jiva. And Krishna does not like to take away the freedom from any conscious unit. Then he is reduced to a stone, and he does not like to punish him permanently in this way. In the time of eternity he has gone astray, he will again come back. So just as the heartful guardian, affectionate guardian, because the son has disobeyed and gone out and joined the enemy camp, still he wants that he may come back. He don't like to kill him. Tries to take him back. It's such sort of relationship of Krishna towards the outgoing children, servants. Hare Krishna.
But in a general way, our relationship to that category is to try to help them to come closer to the center. To bring them towards the center.
Towards the center.
Our responsibility to them is to bring them towards the center.
And that is by the will of Krishna. So there are gradation. Those that are revolting most intensely, they are far, and the less revolting, they will be tackled first in this way. By groups, by installments, by groups, will be taken, and the transaction in the infinite. So long, no limitation. It is continuing. It is eternally continuing, no finish, because it is infinite. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Nidai Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. So we have postponed the batch who are going to Nepal today. It is postponed?
I think until Monday they can't.
Monday.
You can't
pick
the coach until Sunday?
Today is Saturday. Yesterday is Sunday. The next Monday, you are thinking of.
But I think tomorrow or the next day they're going.
Conveniently, you may do.
Things are progressing in that way.
But it depends upon return of Kirapur financially, no?
No, not financially, but because of dear Krishna Maharaj, my own departure is in question.
Not your question, but I was told that a batch of 25 approximately is starting to Nepal this morning.
No, not but I think tomorrow morning perhaps, 25. And then on Tuesday and on Wednesday, the balance are supposed to go to Nepal.
You are thinking of going to business there, but that is depending on the return of Kedarko. Your departure.
No, my departure. Kedar could go directly to Nepal.
Surya asked our Guru Maharaj. Generally, we do any work after we have a program 1 month ago. But here, at least, if you inform me 1 week ago what to do, it would be convenient for me. And Guru Maharaj answered, I get intimation from my master 5 minutes ago. How can he inform you a week ago? So his will, it is reserved there. Hare Krishna. Go. We are in expectation, but direction comes from there. That is also to do duty, to remain, to silently, to remain in expectation of the order from inside. Outwardly, it is no work, wasting time. But that chātaka, that part, I won't do anything until I get direction from the higher. Non-cooperation with the mental system, the ego, tendencies for so many things, for the eye, for the ear, for the touch, so many calls they are coming from, but ignoring them, to watch for the call from above. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Nijai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nijai Gaur Hari Gaur. The name, a holy name, is a sound representation of the Lord. Extended to here, we can easily take recourse to that. Sri Namuchinta Muni Tuhari Samana Vishri Vilavadi Koyuna Nidana. And taking the flag of the Nam Sankirtan, we have to do other duties. Nam Sankirtan, the sound aspect, most benevolent. Even it is said here and there that the sound Krishna, that the name Krishna is more benevolent than Krishna himself towards the fallen.
Apanate
কি রকম
ওই যে নতুন দরজা জানলা যেটা লাগাচ্ছিল না,
হ্যাঁ
দরজা জানলাটা আপনার
কোথায় ছিল? ওই বাড়িতে ছিল, দরজা ভেঙে চুরি উইদাউট হিজ উইল নাথিং ক্যান হ্যাপেন, সো হি হ্যাজ গিভেন। And why? To increase more thirst in our heart for service. That is his object. He has told me, do again, engage again yourself more intensely in the service. To give that he has taken. He has taken away. Mahabhagavat, this is like that. What is the purpose? What is the purpose of stealing of him? To engage us more intensely and deeply the room created for service. That we are told by Guru Maharaj, the infinite vision. Do your duty. Ma phalishu kadachana. That is in the hand of Krishna. That is not in your hand, in the hand of Krishna. And he likes more eating by stealing. Stealing is his favorite leela. Not in direct way. The Lord is such. No room of any complaint. Not only that, there is a story that in Puri there was one Madhav Das, a renowned sage. Jagannath, that is Krishna, one night came to him, approached him, "Oh Madhav, let us go to steal the jackfruits from that particular Panda's house." "What do you say, my lord? I don't know what is in your mind. You shall take me to steal in this dead of night to a Panda's house, the jackfruits. But what I can do, whatever you say, I must obey." Then he went. When Krishna climbed up the tree and the mother was below, and he snatched one or two jackfruits, and making more noise, he left in the ground, so that the panda, he was roused from the sound, and he came to see, and the panda, Krishna get a jump and fled away, and the mother was caught. Then the man came, "Oh, you Madhav Das, you are so hypocrite. Show yourself as a saint and sit there and eat begging, and at night you have come to steal jackfruit." No, I have not come. Jagannath to be here. And you fool, rogue, Jagannath came to steal jackfruit from my house. Am I a fool like you?